Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Week one ranks. We are officially in it. We gave you our shares. This is the first episode fully dedicated to week one. The NFL season is a go. I was about to say all your drafts are done, but Bogman and I have a draft like in 3 hours or something like that, or 4 hours or whatever we have going on. But week one officially in. Thursday night football about to go down. Killer game with the Chiefs and the Ravens. A full week one schedule. We are going to be heavy dedicated into the ranks. If you listen to In This League in the past, we kind of have this like game format-y type of thing we do. We're kind of kicking that to the curb. That's kind of going out. This episode specifically might be heavier into ranks than we will do the rest of the season, where we're going to be kind of reacting, talking about some news and notes, maybe more injuries. We got a few things to talk about at the top, but then we are going to be going through our positions, our big differences, maybe even where ECR is, giving a full complex look at where we are attacking week one. We, Mr. Scott Bogman, I am the Welsh. We got a lot of Fantasy Pros shows going on. This is the mothership. It's the mothership with Bogman and the Welsh for week one. How weird was it doing week one ranks? I was actually talking about this with, I did the show with Pat Fitzmaurice and Mick Chialella. I think I'm even saying that wrong now. I said it wrong in multiple takes before we did the show, where I kind of opened up being like, what's so odd is where you do this entire offseason, 3-4 months, you're doing ranks. This guy's there. Your brain is used to seeing Chris Olave as like wide receiver 11 or 12 or whatever. And then you get to week one. And then all of a sudden you're just like, no, I don't like this guy this week. This guy's done. Everyone is drafting Drake London practically as a top 10 wide receiver. And everyone's like, nah, Pittsburgh, he's going to go down to 18. I think it's just a really weird prospect where some of these guys get slammed versus their draft value into week one. But how weird was it just putting that together?
It really wasn't weird for me. Y'all are behind. I've been on college football for 2 weeks now. So I'm ready to rock and roll. I felt pretty good about
it. So you're ready for the weird is what you're saying.
I'm ready for it, man. I mean, look, week one always sucks. So don't get discouraged when things don't turn out exactly like you thought it was going to week one. That's for you and me as well. You know, there's going to be things that we thought going into the season, we're going to get things wrong. It happens.
That was a royal, that Bogman was using a royal we to be like, hey, Welsh, when you're wrong about these things, don't jump off of a cliff.
Everyone listening, watching anything, like some takes are just going to be bad and you're going to know it pretty quick in week one. So we will see some of those turn out. So, but week one is weird, but I'm ready for it, man. I'm excited for it. Let's go. Streaming Thursday Night Football. Got a big weekend of college football this week and the first NFL Sunday we're gonna have a lot of fun, baby.
Bogman and I Sunday night on Fantasy Pros are going to be doing the breakdown stream of the games. Come over to inthisleague.com, sign up today and hang out with your boys, get access to our full community, all the stuff we got going on. Bogman probably have in-season dynasty ranks that are going to get updated. You know, I've never really
known if this was good. We do weekly ranks for Fantasy Pros for the contest. I'd be fine dropping them on our Patreon. I just don't know if that's ever been valued or not, but maybe we will. Maybe we'll just like, we kind of like pseudo did it, but I think it might not be a bad practice. So if you want that like delivered to you, that's on the Patreon. And it's a way to get and be a part of the live streams we're going to do. It's essentially a Monday night watch party. We haven't probably fully decided. Maybe week one might be something we have, like, you know, just on our YouTube channel to hang with lots. Maybe not, but mostly we keep it on the Patreon. It's a fun way. Bogman has done the bingo and stuff like that. I'm going to be there for week one. And just telling you, contemplating doing not a like a giant bet, but like if people followed, we had like 2 years ago, we actually did a stream that was to build up and do a giant bet, and anything donated was going to go to this bet. And then we let someone ride with us. I don't think we have the wherewithal to do that on Thursday Night Football with this runway, but Bogman and I are contemplating maybe we'll pool some money. I think Bogman's like $40 in for a bet. I'm $10 in for a curse, but maybe we'll just pool together an amount and we'll just hit a giant bet. Because that's what we do. We're going to sweat it out for Thursday Night Football. So if you want to hang with us, be a part of the Patreon, support the boys. We appreciate that when you do so. There are a few news and notes for us to talk about at the top before we get into this, you know, pretty intensive look at our ranks. This is a weird day for me too, because like I spent like an hour and a half of doing ranks with Pat and Mick and going through theirs and looking at, so I have ECR in my brain. But I didn't talk really about my ranks in it. So going from that to then breaking ours, we're going to do a pretty extensive look of like where we differ and what ECR looks like. One of the biggest elephants in the room, it's a little tiny bit more clear than when I did the Fantasy Pros episode, though, is Ja'Marr Chase. Leading up to this morning, on Wednesday morning is this morning, by the way, Ja'Marr Chase was still ECR 6 at wide receiver and half PPR, which I presented to them. I was like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, you can't do that at this stage when there was nothing. Then a couple hours later, there was a positive, Boggs, that Ja'Marr Chase did show up to practice and practiced. I think that kind of tells you everything you need to know. But I had been presenting this question a lot of like, hey, if he doesn't sign until Friday and there's some type of a limit, what do you think that looks like? Pat said, we're still in wide receiver one territory, so there's really not an argument here. I still don't know if there's, I don't think there's anything to talk about, because if he's practicing, I believe like he's going to play. Like he's going to play. That's why you practice. There'd be no other reason to it. So do you feel as best as you can that you're just guns ablazing with Ja'Marr, knowing we'll know Sunday morning? So no, you're still not comfortable.
Absolutely not. No, I want a backup plan. At least if I'm rostering Ja'Marr Chase, you have to have a plan for if Ja'Marr doesn't play still, you know, because if he doesn't get his deal, maybe they're on the doorstep and it's going to get done today and then I'll shut up and everything's fine. But he still has the card in his pocket of not playing the game. So I don't like it. So I have him low. I'm more than willing to move him up. And if he plays, of course, he's a wide receiver one, you know, no doubt. But I just, if this drags out and you're getting partial practice in, you know, and he was practicing before and then he came and sat out, I don't know where his brain is at. I have no idea. And I don't know that he does either. So I'm not really interested. Like DFS, like if he's starting and playing, you have to roll him. He's your number. He's your first round pick. But DFS, anything else? No way.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. No, there's no chance. I guess I'll kill this thing, because we'll do it. We were going to kind of talk about it in the ranks, but let's just do it here. Assuming Ja'Marr is go.
Okay.
What does T. Higgins look like for you? Like, let's not play like, well, if he doesn't, let's just assume Jamar's playing. What is T. Higgins as far as a rank go? Because there's still something safe to say that maybe there's like a version of a smaller snap count that goes on with Ja'Marr, or maybe there's a connection issue. Yeah, I don't know. You can make up some excuses, but like, what does T. Higgins look like for you with Ja'Marr Chase this weekend?
Still a wide receiver two, low end, like wide receiver two, wide receiver three, borderline, somewhere around there. I mean, it's still T. Higgins. He's healthy. He's back. I believe in him. So still pretty high for T. Higgins for me, especially if Ja'Marr Chase is taking Christian Gonzalez for a big chunk of the game.
T. Higgins is 26 on ECR on Fantasy Pros, and he's moved up three spots over the last 2 days, I think solely due to the panic of Ja'Marr Chase. So as soon as that is rectified, again, I saw him practice and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Like maybe I'm going to be a silly goose or something like that. But I'll just be honest with you. Like, I think
that's probably the right situation to have, right? I think it gets done. I still do think it gets done. But if you're asking if I'm nervous about it, I'm still nervous. Yes.
Okay. That's a fair point. So the Ja'Marr Chase thing looking like it's going to end. I don't even know if we talked about it before, but did we do this on Monday? But Trent Williams, you know, he signed, he's good to go.
Well, we finished right, I think maybe 2 hours before he signed.
That's right.
So we were talking about how he was still holding out.
He's like, oh, I'm going to hold out for the season. And then like, you know, hours later, it's like, oh, he's good. And he's in practice and he got his money. And they also, I think it was Seeley did this. There was a tweet that came out. Debo had his contract restructured and he's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Seeley was like, the cap is not real. And I was like, yeah, of course. It's all, everyone's like, what are the 49ers going to do? It's always manipulation. Side note, did you see Grant Cohen? You know who Grant Cohen is? He's kind of an alarmist reporter for the 49ers. For some reason, maybe I'm tied to it. There's always a couple, like, there's a weird 49er reporter. There was that Tim K. I don't remember his name.
20man or whatever?
No.
Yeah, that's the Lions guy.
Yeah, there's like these guys that hate the teams. It's like, why do you have this job? Like, you hate the team or whatever. Cohen is kind of a crap starter. Like, he gets inside information and it's like anything happens. Well, so he did this thing and outlets took it where he said, I have a source inside the 49ers that says ownership is extremely upset with Shanahan and Lynch. And it's some, there's some obviousness in it, but it's like, you know, if they don't go to the Super Bowl, you could look for John Lynch to lose his job and blah, 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 blah. And it's all based around, and there was one person that confirmed it, that Shanahan and Lynch went a little behind ownership in the money that they spent, and they're pissed at the amount of money that the organization is spending, which is laughably and comically stupid to listen to. I didn't know if you saw that.
No, I think that's ridiculous too. I mean, this team has made it to the Super Bowl, what, twice in four seasons? So, and you're going to get mad about it? Give me a break. Spend your money, make your money. I think that's all nonsense.
And also it's just like, your winner. Like it was like Andy Reid, what he was doing with the Eagles. It was like, what, four right. straight NFC championship games. And it's just like, that's where the Niners are. Like, yeah, you got to win it and stuff like that. But the answer isn't like, oh, you guys are on the hot seat for spending money. So now we're going to fire you and spend less money and become worse. Like, what are you talking about, you idiot?
Right.
So the whole thing with it, but I don't know. Cohen's is interesting. He's a total alarmist type of guy. And like, he's the one. There was like a player with the Niners. I'm forgetting. It might have been Kinlaw, like last year or 2 years ago or something like that. Like, he pressed them and got into like this argument. He was saying all this stuff. And I think the guy threatened him. Like, Cohen like gets into people's like craws and stuff like that. So he's just like one of those dudes. And the funniest thing I've seen today, my favorite moment of the day was the, and I saw it from us, from Fantasy Pros. Fantasy Pros tweet that on the official Rams depth chart, Blake Corum is the kick returner. I LOL'd all over the place, cleaned myself up, LOL'd a little bit more.
Cleaned up again.
Because of how ridiculously stupid the Kyren Williams shock and fear was of him being the punt returner and all of the Blake Corum is, and Blake Corum's a kick returner. Like, okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. I mean, whatever.
Okay, dummies.
Kicks are not returned that much. There is more chance that a guy gets hurt on a kick return than on a normal play, but they don't happen that often. And even when they do happen, there's a lot of not catching it, fair catches. So I don't know, you know, could these guys get hurt on a kickoff? Yeah, but it's much more likely they're going to get hurt on a carry because there's so many more during a game. So I don't know. Sure, you can be as panicky as you want on Kyren. I'm just not.
But I just, like, I want to hear what's the take then. Like, oh, it's not. I mean, you're going to have, I don't know, in theory, you probably have more kick returns than punts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it can go either way. It depends. So just like, you're going to lose your crap about Kyren Williams being the punt returner, and then the guy that you think is going to overtake him as being the kick returner. Funniest news of the day. But also,
and more kicks are being returned with the new kickoff too, right?
That's so. Exactly what I was thinking when I saw it. It was like, there's probably a 50% boost in, like, if Kyren returns two punts, you're probably going to get four kick returns from Blake Corum. Like, it's not a one for one. You're going to double, or a one for two. You're always double. But yeah, like you said, they literally changed this kickoff thing, so there are more returns. So he is going to take more of that brunt. Where, don't be surprised. Again, I liken it to what the Niners did. The Niners would use different players in different situations. You know, so like if it was a short yardage type of thing and there wasn't expected to return, you would have a high hands type of player. And if you had like a for sure return, like a guy is punting from the 10, you would then want that explosive. They would put that explosive player on there. Like, they'll interchange them. I don't know if Kyren will be every single time, but the Blake Corum news just absolutely filled my heart and it made me super happy. On the injury front, there's only a couple things that are floating out there. Nothing crazy to be concerned about. We did see Keenan Allen was limited due to a toe injury.
Sounds like Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, this is what he does. Like, I'm not sure what's different than this, but this is what he does on a normal basis.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he's going to be fine. So we'll see. I think this is maybe a little bit of veteran gaming. Oh, my toe is sore, so I don't want to practice today. Okay, well, as long as you get out there on Sunday, that's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, he lives on this, so I think he'll be okay, but it is something to monitor across the board. Like, this might be more opportunity for Rome in this game, if that is the case. Maybe DJ Moore. The DJ Moore ranks are really crazy, too. Now I'm forgetting if it was Mick or Pat, but I think they were on opposite ends where one of them was like, DJ Moore is super high. And then DJ Moore, I think it was Mick, had DJ Moore at 25 at wide receiver, and Pat had him at like 16 or 15 or something.
Oh, wow. Like that. I think we're much closer. So, and in the middle between them. So.
Yeah. Also on the injury front, Tucker Kraft, I think he was even more than limited, which could open up an opportunity for Luke Musgrave. That's a deeper tight end one. And you mentioned DJ Chark did not practice today, which is not, it's not the be all end all on a Wednesday, but it's not great.
Not great. Yeah. And, you know, especially with their lack of wide receivers there, but you know, Palmer, Ladd McConkey, wheels up, let's go.
Hunter Henry, full practice, which is great if you're in that lower tight end market or your tight end premier, whatever it is to go. Jerry Jeudy was a full practice, so you can feel comfortable about him. Jaylen Warren, limited practice on Wednesday, which I think is a pretty good sign that we were leading to him playing. Curtis Samuel practicing in full for week one, which is...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It's huge, especially if you were counting on him. Kevin O'Connell said that Jordan Addison, that he, quote, is feeling pretty good about him playing week one against the Giants. And probably the biggest one in the world of Scott Bogman, Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Wheels up for this weekend for Brock Bowers, my friend.
I still think there might be a little bit of a pitch count. So there are some spots where I have Bowers and Schultz. I'm probably going to roll Schultz in those for week one. But I'm excited for this year for sure.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo!
All night!
Obviously, Pat's big on him. Pat had him at 10 today in the ranks episode. And I think it's interesting for him because if there was a week I was not going to have him in the top 12, it might be this week just because of some of the limited practices and stuff like that. But he came in at ECR 12, Brock Bowers did. So, like, he is.
I had him at 14, but I did mine last night before we got this update today. So,
okay.
I'll raise him up a little bit, but I have Schultz one spot ahead of him. So,
you're going to keep that?
I might move Goddard below both of them. But yeah, I think I'm probably going to keep that. And Pitts might come off too because Pitts didn't practice today either with a hamstring injury.
Oh, God. Yeah. That dude, thank you for saying that. I almost forgot about that. That is like the biggest piece of news today was that
limited today, I guess. But
not just limited. I'm so glad we didn't like get past this and not talk about this because it's probably the biggest news that anyone cares about. Not just limited in practice, but they were saying early in the season, they may be limiting the production, putting it to a pitch count, which definitely had panic in the streets. A lot of clown emojis because of the amount of people that obviously wanted to be back in on that. But this is a little different situation. This isn't like, hey, you invested, everything's going to change, and he's just back to getting, you know, three targets a game. But this is like the injury is holding it back. I mean, the tight ends aren't robust, but do you think hearing that is enough for you to get him out of a top 12 tight end? I believe I'm going to look here. I think he was like 7 on the list, but I think this news is going to freak people out a little bit.
I'll put him below Bowers. So I would have him at 14 and move Bowers up a spot to 13, move all those guys up a spot. Maybe I'd move Goddard down. So that would put Bowers in my top 12. So
baby, Kyle Pitts, not good. I have a share or two and my Kirk Cousins. I was such an idiot on the draft show today. I told you off air where we were talking about Stafford and my brain is just all on the Falcons right now. And I just started, I was just like, oh, you don't like that matchup against the Falcons? And he was like, no, the Lions. And I'm like, what? Like, oh, I turned Kirk Cousins into Stafford. That's what I did. Cause I'm thinking about the Kyle Pitts
injury.
Your
own brain fan fiction. Look at that.
Oh, fan fiction. That's exactly right. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, again, this is a little bit of a different structure because we are just going to go heavy into the week one ranks. We're just diving in. Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. We're going to talk about some of the numerical side of where our ranks are at, maybe a little comparison to ECR, but also where we might differ and some of the players that we really like. So it's the big old week one ranks. We're doing it right after this, right here on In This League.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Week one rankings. It is officially here. The contest starts. Hogman, give me a goal. What are you guaranteeing you're going to finish in the weekly contest year? Not on the year. Just one week. One random week this year.
I will be above 175 for week one for sure.
100%. Can we get a one top 10 finish once this year?
Yeah, I think a top 10 finish at any position.
No, overall, not a singular position.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. I mean, I'll be confident. Yeah.
Top 20. Okay. I'm going to get a top 15 one time this year. And you're going top
10. One position. All right.
And we will finish in the top half
to rule
of the
them
people.
All. That's right.
Right. Higher than Joe. That's the goal.
Higher than Joe.
That's
our slogan. Higher than Joe.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mini goals, but the main goal is higher than Joe. All right. Looking at our quarterback ranks for the week. I use this word a lot. On the other show, so forgive me, but I think it hits home. Quarterback's very chalky. I think they're as a lot of this should be. Very chalky. It's week one. I don't like the idea of letting matchups make me make massive, crazy decisions. And I do think it's weird. And I'm trying to give the proper example. It would be like Kyler Murray. It would be like, you drafted Kyler Murray at 7, and you're like, well, hey guys, yes, I drafted Kyler Murray kind of high. He's got Buffalo and I'm a little bit worried. Would you bench him for Trevor Lawrence, who's going against Miami? There's an argument to be made in there, but I think it's a rough path to start down.
You drafted the guy beginning
of the year. Yeah,
you drafted the guy first for a reason. So, you know, play matchups, tinker a little too much though. Especially for week one. I want to start the most talented player.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
You and I have the exact same two players, I think, as most people do in ECR. Number one is Josh Allen. Number two is Jalen Hurts. I love Jalen Hurts. He's my number one quarterback this year. But Allen going up against the Cardinals is just an absolute no-brainer. We have a little bit of a mixture. I'll say this. We have the top six players, which are the top six players. But one of the biggest differences we have, I am very pro CJ Stroud this week. I've got him at 4. I'm going in. You've got him at 6, which I think is more of the standard. I think he's projected on, and Fantasy Pros, he was projected with the highest, the Fantasy Pros projections, which is an aggregate, had the highest passing yard total. PFF, he was 4th in passing yards, but I love the weapons. I mean, you mentioned Schultz. I think they're going to sling the absolute living crap out of the ball. And I think Tank, we're going to talk about later, is going to have a big day. And for this new contest we're playing on Fantasy Pros on Out of Bounds show, I picked him for the 300-yard passer. I think we could get a 2-3 touchdown game from Stroud over 300 yards. Yes, it could be displaced by, you know, an Anthony Richardson going up against the Houston defense. I don't know if he'll do it in the air, but he might do it on the ground alone. But I really love CJ Stroud this week. I know there's not a ton of application to these top end guys, but I just wanted to point, like, he is probably my biggest consensus change, and you've got him a couple spots lower.
Yeah, Richardson, I don't. Richardson, I have one spot higher.
No, Stroud.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I have Stroud one spot below where you have him. And that's because I think this game is going to be a nice, fun, higher scoring game here. And I think that Richardson has to do more with his legs for the Colts to be in this game. So if the Texans get up to, you know, a nice lead, because this defense is better for Indy, I don't know that it's fixed, especially on the back end. But if they get up big, it probably means Stroud has already had a good week, which is why I still have him high. But I have Richardson one spot ahead of him because I think he's going to have to eat up garbage time and maybe get some nice rushing yards late, too. So I like Richardson when he's healthy. I had him a little bit lower in my draft rankings because I just don't know how healthy he's going to be all year long. So.
One difference, we have a 7, 8, 9. We have the same three players, but we've got 7 and 9 flipped. You have Kyler Murray at 7. I have Jordan Love at 7. Joe Burrow is the meat of that quarterback sandwich. And then you have Love and I have Kyler Murray. And I know it's Philly, but I think they're going to be playing from behind. And Philly's secondary is something that was more establishable from that game for this team. And they're built around passing. It's 4 wide receivers that are going to go deep. I know Romeo Doubs is banged up a little bit. But if they're playing from behind, they're slinging the ball. If they're winning the game, they're slinging the ball. What's the side of the defense you can probably get to is probably going to be passing. So again, this is like, I really love Jordan Love this week. Maybe we're getting into territory. Again, I'm towing the line of like focusing on the high end because I know people will be like, well, what does this help? But it's like Jordan Love is one of those players like I am trying to get in. So there's maybe a DFS element to it. But if you had constructed some team of Kyler Murray or Jordan Love, I am siding personally on the Jordan Love area. I could get where you could go with Kyler Murray because this could be another one, maybe like Richardson, where I think it's a bad matchup for them. But if he does a lot of the stuff with his legs and they're just playing from behind and they start throwing the ball a whole bunch, that's where you're going to get like one of those garbage, you know, back in like top 5 fantasy production weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are weak on the back end. You know, DeMar Hamlin should not be a starting safety in the NFL. He's going to start. The cornerbacks are bad. I really like the Bills' defensive line, so they could cause Kyler Murray some issues, but that secondary is bad. So if you get an extra Mississippi on any plays from Kyler Murray, I think he's going to have a huge game. I like Jordan Love, too. And like you said, the Philly defensive weakness is their secondary. So they're trying to change it, Cooper DeJean, Mitchell, but I don't know if it's all going to do it
not
one
sure
time
if it's
overnight.
Yeah.
But it is, that game is weird. It's in Brazil. It's strange. I don't have no idea what to expect in that game. So I know I like Jordan Love. Josh Jacobs is like their only healthy running back right now because Dylan's out for the year. Marshawn Lloyd's going to be on a pitch count in his first game. So give me Love to throw the ball a lot too. So I like both those guys.
Yeah. And those are both like just good deep plays in there. So here's an interesting one. Jaden Daniels comes in at ECR quarterback 10. So he was one of those guys. One of the discussions we had were like quarterbacks that made the top 12 and blah, blah, blah on the other show. Jaden Daniels kind of stuck out because he was ECR 10. I've got him at 11. So I'm not like hating or anything like that. I'm in one spot a tiny bit lower. But Bachman, you have him at 14. You do not have him as a starter in week 12. I kind of was also thinking maybe you would have, maybe you would like be ballsy and go Caleb over Jaden Daniels for week one, but you've got them next to each other. So talk to us about the, it's kind of a dislike this week. Is it the Tampa Bay defense? You've got Tua, Trevor Lawrence ranked ahead. Dak is kind of a weird one this week. He's going up against Cleveland. You've got him higher, but you've kind of buried Jaden to the consensus.
There's a couple factors here. Number one, I love that Miami versus Jacksonville game. And just in terms of points, I think it's going to be enormous. Miami's defense got so much worse. And Jalen Ramsey didn't practice today, their best secondary player. So I see that game going point for point. So I like Trevor. I like Tua both this week against each other. I still don't like the secondary in Jacksonville either. So the thing with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, they're rookies. It's rookies in their first night. There's a start. There's a lot of pressure here for both these guys. Maybe they're awesome. But the biggest thing for me is Jaden Daniels is in his first start, and he also has a rookie starting at left tackle in Brandon Coleman for him. So against the Tampa Bay line that rotates well, and Braswell, I think, is probably going to be able to eat. It's rookie on rookie crime here, but I think he's going to be able to eat Rodgers a lunch here. So I'm just not excited about the offensive line. It's a lot of pressure. It's just a lot of little cuts of the sword here for me to not really love Jaden Daniels this week.
I guess my only pushback to you is like, and I'll know there's an obvious answer that kind of associates with this is like, I mean, you know, your reason to Anthony Richardson, oh, he's going to run a lot. Your reason to Kyler Murray, like, oh, he's going to run a lot. Like Jaden Daniels probably going to run a decent
amount. Hold on the ball too much and get sacked a bunch too.
But so the offensive line is more worrisome. If, you know, he is a rookie, that's the big difference that's there. Like, so I kind of have that answer, I guess. I'm with you, but it was just like the slight pushback of like, if you've waited so many of these other players on the running side, you would almost think a rookie is going to be more prone to want to get it on the ground. And
I mean,
run.
He could have an enormous week. I don't really like this Tampa Bay defense this year. I think they got a lot worse in the offseason, especially on the defensive line. But you got a rookie starting at left tackle. This line for Washington is okay. I'm just nervous a little bit about first starts for rookies, especially at quarterback. Yeah. So not my favorite this week.
So, I mean, that's the answer, like a legitimate answer for somebody, because I think this would be a pairing you could have done. If you took Jaden Daniels, you might have taken Trevor Lawrence. You would side for Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff. You know, Jaden Daniels and Jared Goff, I think, might be one of the most popular ones. We both have Goff at 10 against the Rams this week. So this would be the week that you're going to sit Jaden Daniels. And hopefully, you know, you're not going to eat some big, massive production. But, you know, I mean, you kind of laid it out, like this isn't like a slam dunk matchup.
Jared Goff against the Rams. I mean, the Rams lost Aaron Donald and they traded their best linebacker right before the season started. So there's a lot going on with that Rams defense negatively. So I'm really on the Goff side for sure.
All right. Getting outside of the top 12, I do think it's fun. We both have Caleb inside the top 15. I kind of am into Caleb this week. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up having the big rookie performance out of week one with all of those options against Tennessee. But let's go to Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, we have both at 16. And the reason I want to bring it up is because if we had to pick a quarterback outside of the top 12 that is going to have that big breakout, I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford this week. The Detroit setup looks like a shootout. I say that, and this could be like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Dave Montgomery for 3. Dave Montgomery for 4. And then the Rams. Kyren Williams for 5. Kyren Williams for 2. It could be that. But this is the makings of being a shootout performance. Puka has a top 5 quarterback wide receiver matchup according to PFF this week. I believe it's the second best rating in the NFL. But I think that also can side to Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp is going to have a big week. So they're going to be slinging the ball. Detroit's defense, especially that secondary, I'm not sure that it's something that's going to keep me away from Stafford. I think this is probably an easy 2-touchdown game that we're going to get out of Stafford. So if I had to pick an outside the top 12 quarterback, I think Trevor Lawrence, we both have at 13. That one kind of sticks out, but I would side with Matthew Stafford as my try to get in your lineup start.
Yeah, and this is another game. If it goes the way everyone thinks it's going to, Detroit's going to be winning late, and the Rams are going to have to play that garbage time to try to catch up. So a lot of passes from Stafford expected.
All right. So give me a quarterback outside the top 12 that you think can surprise this week.
I got Derek Carr against Carolina. I just think that they could possibly control the clock a lot in that game. A lot of short passes against this defense. Carolina's defense is bad. They are obviously in a rebuild. They're trying to fix this offense first, but that defense is rough. Derek Brown, it's like their only really, really good standout player. It might get better when Wanham comes back and, this Carolina defense is still very weak, especially in the secondary.
All right, let's go over to our running back ranks. Let's jump on over. We got you guys set with quarterback here. RBs, of course, it's Christian McCaffrey. Doesn't matter what defense is going to be out there. I was telling you about this off air. Shout out to Fantasy Points Data. Sorry, it was like completely my brain was farting on who they were. Fantasy Points Data just asserted this new stat that was they were calling it ass. It was the it was essentially a separation, a wide receiver separation stat. Like I think it might have even been like a score, but it's like the level of separation wide receivers are getting. And one of the things they had noted in it, Christian McCaffrey, the running back, was number 12 of all of them. How special he is.
Isn't that like above Tyreek score too? I mean, yeah, that's insane.
It's ridiculous. I've got Bijan at 2 against Pittsburgh. You've got Breece at 2 against San Francisco. And then you drop in with Bijan at 3. Jonathan Taylor 4, Saquon at 5. I've got Bijan, Saquon at 3 for me, Breece at 4, and Jonathan Taylor. So kind of the same names are in there. Travis Etienne at 6. And this is where I want to halt and stop, because we have a massive difference. And you, I believe, I'm going to click on it right now, are massively different. No, you're not really massively different. You're a bit different, lower than consensus. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in you. Ken Walker, who is going up against one of the all-time worst rushing defenses that we've ever seen. They averaged over 118 yards given up to running backs last year per game. That's not to say what they were doing overall. Ken Walker, his receiving yard prop is going up and up. This is a phenomenal rushing matchup. I have him at 7 this week. He is ECR 12, Bogman 13. Are you even a Ken Walker guy anymore?
Yeah, I'm also a the Seahawks are going to beat the bejesus out of the Broncos and
with Ken Walker.
Start. Yeah, but if Ken Walker doesn't get in the end zone early, we're going to see a lot of second half Zach Charbonnet, I think. So it's week one, man. Like, your smart thing should be to slow roll these guys and not give them 30 touches like the Niners did with Christian McCaffrey when they're up by 30 on the Steelers last year. Right?
Smart guys, smart guys.
It's I mean, he made it through the year, thank God, but 400 touches is too many. So I think if you're smart, you get up on the Broncos on Bo Nix's first start here against an NFL level defense. Then you see a lot of Zach Charbonnet mixed in the second half. So if Ken Walker is going to be productive this week, I think it's either going to be a closer game than I think, which I obviously don't think is going to be a close game, or he's going to have to get in the end zone early. So touchdowns are finicky. That's why I don't have him as an RB1 in week one, even though the matchup is really good.
It shocked me just because of where you're at with it. I think Mick had him at 7. I'm forgetting where Pat had him. I mean, you know, it's realism, but like this was one, by the way, where like I even had to hat tip. I did make a little late turn on my ranks, by the way, of Ken Walker, bringing him back up. But I will even admit this was one of those where you're like, based on where you're drafting guys to then where you're ranking them, you're like, oh, this is kind of silly.
But it's 1 week.
But it's also heavily around the Denver Broncos. And they could have made some changes. Well, look, but like this is the matchup you want for any running back. Any running back that was drafted in the top 24, if they had Denver, are probably going to vie for a top 12. So I'm just surprised you didn't have them at top 12.
Also, I mean, what I say at the beginning of the show is like, we're going to see things that we didn't expect week one. Maybe the Seahawks pass more than I think. I think they're going to run the ball a lot this year, but maybe they pass a little bit more than I expect too. So there's multiple things going in here. But honestly, I just really like some of the matchups above Ken Walker too. Like, that's why I have Kamara one spot ahead of him at 12. They're playing Carolina. He's going to have the ball a million times. Jamal Williams looks washed. So I think Kamara is going to see a lot of football, a lot of touches this week.
We've got Achan, Gibbs, White. They're all inside of our top 12. One that's kind of it's not quite a flip, but it's pretty close. You have Kyren at 8 and I have Kyren at 12. So this isn't quite like, you know, I have Ken Walker as a top half RB. You don't have him as an RB1, but it's pretty close to that. So let's hear the inverse. Denver Broncos, I think there's going to be a lot of passing going on. There's always the opportunity. There's a bunch of rushing. We laugh at the Blake Corum kick returner stuff. But what made you feel more comfortable at Kyren, like in that 8 spot, than even like a Ken Walker?
Yeah, it's because the Rams only use one running back typically. Like, they'll mix in other guys, but Kyren is going to see, as long as he's healthy, he's going to see the majority of the touches in this game. That's just what Sean McVay does. He's done it with every running back that he has. Plus, we saw the
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Defensive strategy against the Rams last year was to play back and play to the passing game. That's why Kyren Williams faced like it was fewer than 5% stacked boxes last season. So if he's getting that same look from the Lions, even though they have a good defensive line, there's going to be holes to run through because everyone is so worried about Kupp and Puka. Maybe Higbee being out hurts the middle of the defense there. Don't really have a great, reliable tight end in this offense, but
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. I don't think Kyren's going to see a lot of sack boxes in this game, so... And he's going to get most of the carries because they don't trade off. I don't know what Seattle's doing with their running back, so that's why I have Kyren ahead.
We've got Cook, Kamara, and Pacheco that just kind of round out, that helps round out what that top 15 looks like. I want to jump to this one. This is another huge discrepancy that we have. And I actually haven't even looked what his ECR is. I'm going to do it right now. Okay, I got it. Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is going up against the New York Football Giants. I have at 17 this week. You have pushed him almost out of RB2. You've got him at 23. Funny enough, you and I kind of represent the middle ground. You're a little tiny bit lower, but his ECR is 19. So like I'm a little bit higher. You're lower than consensus on that. And I'm curious at what your take is on it. Obviously, I do not think the Giants are a great team. If the Vikings get up, I think Aaron Jones is going to be running the ball. I also think on the early onset, he is going to be getting passes out of the backfield. Sam Darnold will throw those screen passes, especially as they're trying to get comfortable. And, you know, dismiss it or not, Aaron Jones has been talking about how, you know, it's not best shape of his life, like he's losing weight, but he feels better than ever before as far as health goes. I'm just saying, like we're talking about how spry and health, and he's never been healthier going into a spring or into a football season. Okay,
never
great,
been skinnier.
That's fine. Well, I'm excited to see what you do in the offense, but Aaron Jones is the one that we're looking at. I think he's going to get a bunch of passes. I like him from a, especially from a PPR perspective. And I think he's going to be kind of the main guy against a bad team. And I believe he was given, they have the matchup ratings from the RBs in ECR on Fantasy Pros of 13 to 24 and a half PPR. He's the only back with a 5-star matchup rating for a running back. So I'm into Aaron Jones. You are not.
That's last year's rating. Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau. Like this defensive line for the Giants is actually pretty strong. You can still beat them through the air, and Aaron Jones might do that, right? So I think that definitely could happen. But also, if the Giants perform the way everyone thinks they're going to, it won't matter if you have Sam Darnold in there. I know we don't like Sam Darnold, but just look at the weapons around him. They're all so good, Aaron Jones included. So I think Minnesota might get up pretty quick in this game, and I think we might see a healthy dose of Ty Chandler because Aaron Jones is a little bit longer in the tooth, right? So I feel like there's going to be more annoying splits. I don't feel like that for every situation, but for the ones that we're pointing out here, I feel like there's going to be annoying splits, especially in week one, especially if games get lopsided. I think we're going to see backups because it's week one. You don't want to get your main guys hurting. As much as I love Ty Chandler, who I do, Aaron Jones is still a much better running back than him. So let's get it rolling. Get him in there. I think you're right. They're definitely going to run more without JJ McCarthy and having Sam Darnold in there. I just don't know how much more. So he's still an RB2 to me.
Kind of a cautiousness this week, which I don't blame because
week one sucks.
No, it does. And like you're coming off of that, like, you know, week zero, week one of college football too. I think that might be in your brain a little bit.
Fresh.
It probably is the correct one where it's like, oh, you feel those burns. Well, what's interesting about
it,
though,
we know more about the NFL. There's more guaranteed in the NFL.
Sure.
College is wild. But I still think that maybe we're not taking some of these splits into account to start.
This is another situation. So we could almost play this game, by the way, where it's like I get Ken Walker and Aaron Jones. You get Kyren because you have like that's our flip. And the guy that you would get instead of my Aaron Jones where we are flipped is Najee Harris. You have Najee Harris at 19 on this list. I've got him down here at 23. Going up against Atlanta, Jaylen Warren is going to be healthy. We know they're going to run the ball. I, of all the cautious running back situations, this is probably my number one. This, everything you've been saying, like I'm a lot less cautious and I'm trying to, you know, throw caution to the wind.
Sure.
This is the one where I'm like, I guess we know that Arthur Smith is going to run the ball, but I have absolutely no idea what that structure is going to look like. And Cordarrelle Patterson is there. Like,
right.
I know it's so stupid and so silly. But it's like,
No
one's going to be shocked when Najee Harris gets 13 carries, Jaylen gets 9, and Patterson gets 4. You know what I'm saying? And then they throw the ball to Jaylen 4 times out of the backfield, twice to Patterson and 3 times to Najee. And all of a sudden, Najee has like 15 or less carries. So I have more of a cautiousness to, I guess, this situation, even though maybe I shouldn't because it's so run heavy. But you and I are kind of flipped in that. So I definitely value Aaron Jones in your valuing of Najee. So obviously, let's hear the take.
I just hate Russell Wilson. I just don't like him. I don't think he's going to be very good. I think that's the way they're going to go. They're going to run the ball a million times. And Jaylen is less than 100%. So I think we saw it at the end of last season where Najee was getting way more carries at the end.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.